amateur reviewing movies for the show. Four guys and a movie.
Hello everyone, it's 4am once again, and that means it's time for the 4am inbox, where me and my friends reach deep into our mail sacks and see what we find.
All up inside the mail sacks.
Yeah.
It's been a while. Since I could hold
down.
You. Wait, what are the lyrics? I don't remember. Anybody remember Stained?
Don't bring Stained into this.
Yeah, let's not.
Oh, shit.
Stained like my under.
Oh, so I heard nothing. All right.
What is it? Is it hold, held, not... hurt?
No one cares.
I'll tell you afterwards. We're doing a thing.
Stained cares.
No, they don't.
Not even Stain cares.
That's why the song's why I don't know what cares.
And now you guys know it. We haven't done an inbox episode in a long time.
Right, email, go.
So, yeah, we got emails from you guys. We're going to read them. What do we got first? Who's going first?
All right, I'll go first. This email is from our friend John, who wrote in for our 100th episode. But because we're terrible, we haven't done an inbox episode in forever. So I'm going to go ahead and read this. Hey fellas, your old buddy John here. I finally had some time to listen to some more episodes while driving out to Pennsylvania and back on a business trip yesterday. He's a businessman, mind you. I haven't had time to sit down and record that soundbite. Okay. Here are my thoughts in case you want to read them on the episode. Favorite movie. So this is our friend John. It's his favorite movie. You'll probably hear more from him soon. Tough choice between the two holy trinities, Lord of the Rings or the original Star Wars. In the end, I'm a bigger sword and sorcery geek than I am a sci-fi geek, so it goes to LOTR. If I have to pick one of the three, probably the Two Towers. The fellowship is already established and the bond between members is felt. Plus, a lot of stuff happens. Get horseback Vikings with a badass mountain castle. Epic level heroes battling hordes of goblins, orcs, and wargs, tree ants wrecking shit, and cranky dwarf and elves. The scene when the elves show up at Helm's Deep to reinforce the Rohirrim and reestablish the alliance of men and elves is one of those rare cinematic moments that actually gives me a kick right in the feels, but I digress. John has favorite movie snack, Reese's Pieces and Mountain Dew. He mixes them together. It's weird. Movie that I consider...
It's not far off.
It's not at all. But I mean, we kind of established a sort of thing. Like, mine was Reese's Pieces and Sprite. It was a whole thing. Movie that I consider a critical fail. Oh, there are so many and several that would top my list. You have either already done or I believe are already on the list. How about 1985, The Dungeon Master? I don't think I've seen that one.
That's something special.
Okay. Oh, and Rob, I believe at one point you asked for a list of vampire movies. Careful what you wish for.
Oh, boy.
He doesn't list it, probably because it's every vampire movie that's ever been filmed. But let's kill some people together real soon. John.
Modern vampires.
Well, or just John.
I have a feeling.
Yeah.
I have a feeling we'll be killing people together real soon with John. So, yeah, that's from John. So do we have any thoughts on that? Or
that's pretty much what I expected it to be.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's less of a question at us and more of a comment and so on. But, good choices on all of it.
Well, guys,
yeah,
Lord of the Rings or Star Wars?
Well, which one I like better?
I'm Star Wars.
Star Wars.
Yeah, I think I'd have to go Star Wars. But,
all right.
They're you know.
I'm going to be the odd man out with Lord of the Rings.
Mm. Yeah, that's fine.
Star Wars doesn't. I mean, sometimes it does it for me, and sometimes I'm like,
Both of them give me a boner.
Like, I think what killed it for me for like is Lord of the Rings is fucking long. Like, they're long ass movies.
Yeah.
And so like a day marathon of that like is exhausting. Whereas Star Wars, I can do like a day marathon of Star Wars and like go drink afterwards.
But like, are you just doing the original trilogy?
Yeah, the original three. Like,
same way. I think if you're talking about doing a trilogy of Lord of the Rings, you're not throwing in The Hobbit and whatever.
Yeah.
No.
That's a week long.
Yeah. Anything involving the word prequel is right out.
Nobody's got that kind of time.
It's like 6 hours versus 9 hours. Like,
but that's, I mean, again, that's, you can't go wrong. Those are both amazing trilogies.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, yeah. Like I'm not saying either one is
better
than the other.
It's just your choice. Yeah.
I gravitate more towards one, I guess.
Yeah. I would honestly like if I had them both in front of me, I'd like flip a coin or roll a die.
That's true. It's how we roll here. So this next one is from our good friend William, and I'm going to let Joe read this one here. It's from our Leprechaun episode.
That's even older than 100.
God damn. Listen, we've been
deep into that mail sack.
Yeah, yeah, we're...
edging for a while, though.
We're plucking it. Yeah, we're edging. We're edging hard. We're like Sting.
All right, so this one doesn't seem to begin with any sort of salutation. We just jump right into it. TLDR. Scrooge McDuck is shown to have money sensing power while swimming through his money in Season 3, Episode 13, Yuppie Ducks. In the original DuckTales series, there's an episode, Season 3, Episode 13, Yuppie Ducks, where Scrooge goes to the hospital, I think it was Fleas, and the nephews answered a phone in Scrooge's office. A business person on the other end asks what they should buy, and the nephews reply with the local baseball team. They then answer a few more questions over the commercial break. Coming back from the break, the nephews are caught, but they've managed to actually make money. Scrooge's business partners then ask the boys to make some more decisions. Eventually, the boys lose so much money, the entire money bin is empty. With Scrooge coming home, the boys rush all over to find money to fill the bin. They actually manage to get a respectable pile of money in the bin. Eventually, the businessmen realize they were letting children make multi-million dollar business decisions, and so those decisions weren't legal. All of the money gets returned to the money bin. And just in time, as Scrooge shows up, and the first thing he wants to do is go for a swim in his money, Scrooge jumps in and immediately notices the bin is short by 25 cents. This has always bothered me because then this means somebody skimmed off the money that was returned, as the boys had put in a small pile already. Scrooge should have been over what he had before. So good Leprechaun episode.
Context for that was during that episode of Leprechaun, we were complaining about how he didn't already know where how much gold he had. Like he should have just fucking known immediately like how much gold was in the pack which gave it to him. And he didn't know. We're like, Scrooge McDuck would know. So William gave us some context. Thank you, William. Appreciate
Thank you, William. Yeah, indeed.
And while I didn't, I think we cited DuckTales as this kind of thing.
Yeah, I think he's backing up our...
Yeah, even though...
Yeah, and that actually clarifies something to me, because I always thought that was Gizmo Duck's alter ego's whole point of being there, because I thought his thing was he could count money really fast, and I thought that Scrooge couldn't, and that's why he had that guy around.
Oh, no.
But, yeah, no, I am wrong.
But now this brings up another thing. Fleas? So is Scotland riddled with fleas?
Yes.
Okay, because I know in Jurassic Park... John Hammond set up a flea circus in Scotland as his first venture.
Because he, too, is riddled in fleas.
Now,
and in the sequel, Lost World, we didn't really touch on this much, but when he was bedridden, it was because of
fleas. It was because of fleas. Well, it was the same situation.
The fleas got super smart, killed a few people, and did this overly elaborate plot to get their cage lowered a few inches just so they could jump over the side of it.
And then his nephew emptied his money bin.
Yeah.
To do this other thing. Oh, gosh. All right. Well,
I did make a lot of bad investments.
Thank you, William.
John Hammond jumped into a giant money bin that was empty and broke his neck and died.
Oh. Wow.
Sorry.
That's dark.
Yeah.
Listen, he was actually eaten by compies. So, you know.
Not in the movies.
Listen, you got to be able to cross the street, okay? You know what I'm saying? From movie town to book town.
Okay. Looks like we got another one.
Before we do it.
This is from the same.
Yeah.
Yes.
True. Another one from William.
Okay.
He's a number one writer. Like,
yeah.
He legit is.
Prolific.
He's not rich right now.
He likes writing to us, except for when we don't answer back for months at a time.
I'm sorry.
We're sorry. We'll make better pizzas from now on.
All right, Papa John. All right, so...
Until I say something racist, I guess.
Let him talk, Rob.
Hey, guys. In memory of Steve, who apparently died?
Yeah, that was our... You know, when Rich stopped writing in,
Or
when Rich was on vacation, I'm sorry.
I didn't remember him dying. I thought we just told him to fuck off.
No, we killed him.
Somebody probably said he died. Okay.
Well, I mean, he probably died in regret afterwards.
Who wouldn't?
Also, just to put this in context, I was thrown because since I believe this is based off our Planes, Trains, and Automobiles episode, I thought it meant Steve Martin, and this was how I was fine to go.
In that episode, didn't one of you say he died?
I
was not.
Here. I did not.
Probably. I don't know.
Might yeah, he's very much alive. He's okay. Still gray as a ghost, but...
But, okay, so in memory of Steve, who apparently died, the green convertible is a 1986 Chrysler LeBaron Town and Country with a 2.2-liter turbo engine. It was modified for the film, including the following Dodge 600 parts, taillights, steering wheel, the owner's manual, and that can be seen in the glove compartment when Neil puts his wallet in there.
This is because we're asking why it had a big D on the front of it.
We were asking like what kind of car it was. No one knew.
Yeah.
That too, but been. It also had like the... So, no, but it was like obvious... It said like one manufacturer on the back... And then it had a big D on the
maybe that was
the hood ornament.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm probably the one who said Steve was dead because I think someone was like, hey, Steve. And I was like, no, Steve's dead. Rich is back. We got Rich back.
Maybe, yeah.
Kind of like Steve's dead to me.
Yeah. Yeah. But so he continues on to say, I guess this is, never mind. All right. So he continues on to say, on a personal note, growing up in the 80s, my mom and aunt would smoke in the car with the kids in the back seat. My aunt flicked an ash out the window of the driver's window that came back into the car through the back window and set my sister's car seat on fire, which she was in. She was fine. Damn. Yeah, she was fine. But from then on, my aunt made sure that the back windows were rolled up when they were smoking in the car. Weren't they? He's great. Hope you all had a great Thanksgiving.
As opposed to just not smoking.
Yeah, I love how that was the solution. It's like, all right, well, you don't get fresh air.
I'm just picturing Patty and Selma.
Yeah, it's exactly who I was picturing them as.
But yeah, until next time, William. And well, that was kind of my point. Like, I know that can definitely happen, but when there's not someone in the back seat to request fresh air, I don't understand why you would have the back seats open or back windows open. But
air circulation.
Sure, I guess.
Well, you don't want
if the you air. Open the window. Like, you open the window not next to you. Like, open the window like across from you to get to. From one window to another one, otherwise it goes back around the car, back out the one window.
I understand that.
Also, because you want fresh air in the car, but you don't want it blowing directly on you because your window is open sometimes, is also the thing.
That's why I was kind of harping on that, like, it was raining, because, like, you probably wouldn't want any of the windows open except maybe the one you're, you know, smoking next to. But anyway.
All right, so we got one more, right? One more?
Yep, I believe this is also about Planes, Trains, and Automobiles and also about the same car. Okay.
But yeah, sorry, William, because that sounds horrible.
Hello, Four Guys. Ever since I listened to the Planes, Trains, and Automobiles episode, there were some things that got me thinking. One of them was the question you put there. The car that John Kimmy drives is a 1986 Chrysler LeBaron Tong. Tong and Country. I think it's supposed to be Town and Country.
Yeah.
Convertible. Not sure why it had the D on the hood, but I'm sure that's a car.
Yeah. Dodge.
In the episode, you also mentioned the Genie movie, Shazam. I hate to tell you, it's not real. It's become a topic of discussion lately as people are convinced they have seen it. I've seen some explanations that link to a preview from another Sinbad movie. First Kid played before the home release of Kazam, and our young, undeveloped brains mashed them together. Whatever the reason is, it simply is not real. College Human did release footage from it, but it was for April Fools. Okay, maybe that's it.
I guess.
I remember the Sinbad as a Genie, though. I remember that shit. Anyway, this kind of phenomenon is known as the Mandela Effect, named after Nelson Mandela. There are people who swear he died in jail when certainly he did not.
Can I just say, he's just
a zombie now.
I think it's just because Sinbad's always wearing those parachute pants and shit. He looks like a genie.
You're not wrong.
Another thing you may have missed, I think, at the end of Wolverine, there were actually two different post-credit scenes, not his penis, when I watched it in the theaters. And unfortunate decision, I'm sure some of all you made. My scene was Logan in Japan at a bar. He was asked if he was drinking to forget, and he replied with, no, to remember, or something along those lines. At least that scene set up to the next movie, which, while still flawed, it was a better option. It was better origins. But of course, that's not saying much. Finally, since there is still some debate on what my hideous treat is called, it's not Moose Tracks. That's ice cream. It's cookies and cream popcorn or cat litter. Really either one. But not Moose Tracks.
It's cat litter.
But not Moose Tracks.
And you know what?
He does not want Moose Tracks, but cat litter.
Cat litter is fine. Yeah.
Listen, Ricky.
Moose Knuckle, talk about it. No.
Really? No. Really?
That's Brian's in that.
You want to talk about moose knuckles?
No.
Isn't that balls?
No.
So yeah, more apologies to Rich if I took his job. I want to throw in a little bit of knowledge I had as well. Since I can't really end email without an open-ended question, what is your favorite non-chocolate candy or dessert? Sorry, no Nestle Crunch or Milky Way midnight allowed this time. Keep up the good work, and thanks for making my drive to work bearable and full of laughs. Not Rich, Ricky.
All right, what was that question? It was not chocolate dessert or?
Yeah, not chocolate. Was it?
Is it a snack?
What is your favorite not chocolate candy or dessert?
Not chocolate candy or dessert. Candy would be Skittles if I didn't have chocolate in the equation.
Can I just have like a loaf of bread with butter on it? I like that for dessert.
Reese's Pieces count?
That's chocolate.
That's chocolate.
No, it's peanut butter.
Technically, yeah, you're right. You're right.
Yeah, Reese's Pieces all around, I think.
I mean.
Yeah, I don't. That's. I would have to go looking again, to be honest, because I can't think of it.
I'm just a big fat whore, so I'll just eat, like, out of a jar of peanut butter.
But no, dessert that doesn't have chocolate in it.
Fluffernutter. Give me a Fluffernutter.
Fluffernutter's pretty good. Yeah,
if we're going, like, away from, like, chocolates and those kind of things, I tend to steer more towards, like, chips and things of that nature.
Yeah. It is hard to pick a favorite, but... because I'm a pig.
I mean, you mean candy bar? Payday?
That's chocolate, though.
No, it's not. Peanuts, caramel, nougat.
Whatever. Oh, it doesn't have chocolate on it?
At all.
Oh, because Payday is almost totally nuts.
Mm-hmm.
So are buffalo moose knuckles.
So are buffalo cowboys.
What? I don't know. So there's moose knuckles and there's buffalo shots.
What are buffalo shots?
What about Starbursts?
Buffalo Starbursts like are good. A male upskirt.
Not the yellow ones though, but the flavors of Starburst.
The pink ones.
How would you get them? Never mind.
I don't know. I didn't coin the term.
Like a kilt, maybe? I don't.
Yeah,
I guess. Or loose fitting shorts.
Or like underpants. You know, like tighty whities. You get some buffalo shots with that.
I've never heard this before. That's, like literally, this is new to me.
It's from Mystery Science Theater.
Okay. That makes a lot more sense.
I don't know if they coined the term, but that's where I learned it from. Anyway.
Now I want to watch Buffalo Rider.
The Buffalo.
No, you want to watch Outlaw of Gore, which is where they got the buffalo shots from.
I would still take a bag of Skittles.
Okay. And Ricky, just so you know, your cat litter is the official snack of Cat Piss Man.
Oh.
All right. And his sidekick Doggo.
Sidekick Doggo. That's right.
Oh dear Lord!
Someone draw this for us. We won't. If it's awesome enough, we'll put on a shirt.
Yeah, that's true.
Just to be clear, there shall be no piss on this drawing.
Whoa!
Well, anyone actually pees on the piece of paper? That's the disqualification.
Drawn piss is acceptable.
Drawn piss, is, yeah.
I mean, you could pee on it. Just, you're going to email us the drawing.
That's true. So yeah, you can be yeah. It has to be through email. Yeah,
it's your scanner.
Just pee on a computer.
You know,
apply liberally.
It's garbage.
It's garbage.
It's full of pith.
All right. So
we're super sorry we haven't done an inbox episode in forever.
We're sorry.
We're sorry. Yeah, schedules have been crazy. Joe's been out on assignment, and then I think he died.
We're
he was kidnapped
sorry.
By aliens.
I got better.
Yeah.
And escaped.
Yeah. Our bad. I'm in front of my fireplace, my fancy rug.
We know our pizza will give you diarrhea after the third bite of the first slice
of the box.
Sometimes the smell alone is enough to send you running to the toilet.
It's like there was a Papa John's that opened up just around the corner from my apartment. And my wife and I were like, we'll try it. Literally, like, I bit into it, and, like, my teeth hadn't even gotten through the crust when I was like, I'll be taking this to the bathroom.
Yeah, I'm finishing this piece of pizza, but I'm finishing it out the toilet.
Job showed up on your shoulders and went, this has been a terrible mistake.
Yes, exactly. And it was just streaming you after that.
Oh, God.
Chocolate rain.
It really was. It was chocolate rain. My butthole will never be the same.
He had to move his head away from the toilet to breathe in.
It did, in fact. I opened the window and just stuck my head out.
And the poop jokes have started, so perhaps it's time we bring this to a close.
All right, guys. Thank you so very much.
Yeah, thank you, William Rich. Ricky, sorry, not Rich.
Rich was conspicuously absent here.
Yeah, conspicuously absent.
I think he knows so. We stopped answering, so he gave up.
Maybe.
Two Williams.
Everyone else wrote about Planes, Trains,
and Automobiles. I mean, he was on an episode.
He was on an episode. That's
it. Yeah, you know what? He got to see Ip Man, so he was like, I'm out.
Yeah, maybe that's it.
He's going to go out on top.
You know what? This was on my bucket list. I did an episode, now I'm done with it.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. But yeah, William, thank you twice for writing in twice. That's very much appreciated, even though it took us forever.
Sorry your sister got lit on fire.
Yeah. I appreciate her calling in all the much more after being...
A burn victim.
Yeah, such a horrible circumstance. Thank you, Ricky, for writing in and for the cat litter, whatever you call it. It's delicious, no matter what Rob says.
Cat Piss Man thanks you.
Thank you so much, as always, to John. Just, thank you, John.
See you soon.
In about an hour. All right. We have anything else for the people, Rob?
Yeah, if you guys want to write into our inbox, you can do so at the4ampodcast@gmail.com. That's the number 4ampodcast@gmail.com. I'm going to bed.
All right. Yeah, we hope you join us next time when we do another inbox, hopefully in a more timely manner. But until then,
deuces.
Bye.
Adios.
Good night, everybody.
Email.
Tunes.